thoughts about Haitian men?
I do.
Hold on, man. Big Will, your mic is off, Big Will.
Hi, Portia. You know I'm Haitian, right? I'm just saying.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. But we're going to squeeze in there. Hold on. Let's not move out of there. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, what's up, Mom?
Well, why are you talking about secret, child?
You're on air, huh? You're on air. You're live on air.
Why you don't
hunt
your fucking mouth and
that's why got cut off. See that? The certain people. Okay, hold on. RG's calling now. Yes, RG.
Yo.
RG, are you hearing this? RG,
I'm hearing this.
Haitian men love too much? I've never heard that before.
Haitian men love too much? That's what's going on?
He's
going
to use that one from now on. He's going to be like,
I love you.
RG, you are my point de repère for my Haitian diatribe. So have you heard this before, RG, that we love too much?
Yeah, I heard it, but I heard that, you know, love is not enough. But I never love too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like something. Okay, you need love. I mean, you're missing love. I mean, this is what I could, you know, Haitian men can provide to you.
Oh, brother!
But it's not enough.
I feel like Portia has some deeper stories for Haitian men. But mm-hmm. I feel I Portia.
I think she needs to go on a podcast.
All right, running with wolves. We need Portia running with wolves. Okay, before I let you guys go, RG, stay on the line because I know you want to get this joke too. I want to ask you, ladies, before we back out, because we have. BK coming up, you know what I'm saying? You know, the young promoters are coming up next. I want to make sure everybody got time to shine. I want to ask both of you ladies right here, give me your greatest Haitian man experience.
Oh, like my
something,
gosh.
Something he's done for you, something, you know, a moment you guys shared together. Let me get... Lenska's already giving me the side eye, RG.
I'm going to have to write a song for you.
I want a percentage off of all of my inspiration this morning. Okay, let me go.
I don't have, like, a great story, but I have talked to someone that had a full relationship and was in love with me. So that Haitian man love thing too much,
you get it.
Listen,
we don't have enough time here this morning. So
right.
But RG,
I gotta go.
RG, easy. So you guys don't believe that a man can love two women differently?
You know what? I believe it because I feel like I can love two people differently at the same time. So.
Okay, so you could love two Haitian men at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay. No, exactly. No, I just like to be clear. I don't know. I just want to be clear. I just don't know. Lenska, your favorite Haitian moment. Talk to me.
I think we spent time together and...
At the chalet? Because, you know, Haitian niggas love the chalet. They love a chalet, bro.
I spent time with an Haitian guy once. And after the day after he called me and he said, I'm sorry, we had a great time, but I'm not going to waste your time. So.
Okay, I respect that.
For real, yeah.
I respect that.
I cried. But afterward, I'm like, oh, that's actually cute.
Listen, how much songs is she going to get off of this interview here?
Right?
I want producing credits. Lenska, we're gonna feature your song one more time. Please come back to the show. You're a friend of the show. Hope you had a great time. I'm gonna give you some try. I think I feel like you don't have a cup and it's bothering me. I got a cup for my brothers coming up next. So I'll get you guys parched first and then we'll bring on BK Promotions. It's the Morning Detour. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, Big Will Comedy next Saturday, Funny by Nature. Get your tickets, BYOB. We're gonna announce the headliners after 10 o'clock. DJ Maddie on the ones and two. This is the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Hold on. Let me talk some stuff there. One day I will host a Haitian party. No, une célébration. Un get. What do they call it? It's a bal. I love Haitian parties because they dress up. I don't want to see t-shirts. I don't see running shoes. Gade. Hey. You can move your shoulders a little bit. Don't be shy at work. I know you're at your desk listening. If you're on the metro, you in your car, you might have to pull over. This is Lenska. Some more detail, let's go!
Chaque femme parle de on pas j'aurais fait vivre pour l'éternité. M'obsédé de au moins pas qu'à cacher. Chaque fois pas l'aider, on va qu'arrêter. Moi je voulais faire vivre ma vie en l'éternité. Garçon, au bon moment ça sent action. Chaque fois penser à bon fait attention. Parce qu'on sont bel garçon. Et pas fait concession. On prend temps, on va venir mettre passion là-dedans. Chaque fois passer mes soins.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E, look. I just flip the switch, flip, flip. I don't know nobody else that's doing this. Body start to drop, hey. They wanna know me since I hit the top. Hey, this a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot, got super hot. Hey, give me my respect, give me my respect. I just took it left like on ambidex. I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone, out of there I'm gone. How I go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack, serving up a pack. Pulling gimmicks cause they scared of rap, ay. Funny how they shook, ay, got them shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look, ay, I'm a bar.
Oh man. 10:09 on the Dial Montreal Mind. See, we're going to 11 o'clock in the morning. Dito, Weezy Moon Chaser, alongside Portia from Smash and Sweet MTL. You already know, Big World Comedy Show next Saturday, Funny by Nature, BYOB. In about 20 minutes, we're going to announce the headliners. We're going to announce the location. Everybody wants to know what's going on. Big Will, everything must go. You can't trust skinny Big Will. I only trust big, big Will. One of the people he's putting on right now, BK Management. They came with the matching sweaters. They got the logos. Everything's good. We got them on the try thing. So how y'all feeling about the try thing so far?
This is fire. It's fire. I like it.
Yeah, your homie's like, I'm good, B. I'm ready to roll some up now.
It's 10 a.m. It's early.
It's the more detour, baby. You know how we do things.
Yeah, it's a detour.
Montreal MC, we're coming to you live from DG Kicks. It's like the Hood Apple Store. Sneakers, TVs, trucks, everything. Clothes, jackets, he has at DG Kicks. 6714 Fielding, DGKicks.com. We're live on YouTube, on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Things is moving. BK Management, what's that all about? Are you guys the young Big Will Management? What's going on?
Listen, we're BK Management. Really, BK stands for Brothers Keepers.
Oh, I like that.
It started out as a high school clique, a basketball team thing. Okay. It was BKG, so it used to be BK Gang. You feel me?
The gang.
We had to switch it up. We had to go corporate. So we went BK Group. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's all about us brothers, working together. We have just not BK Management, but we have BK Transport. We have BK Food. We have everything BK basically.
Oh man, I like that BK Transport. We gotta link up, man. I got BTC Courier. We got to see what's going on. Okay, so in terms of promoting events of that, what kind of events could we expect moving forward from BK Management now?
So basically, we do parties. Okay. We like doing showcases. We like doing stuff with artists, but we want to do party with artists. We're trying to bring the vibe to Montreal where you come, you see a show, you see an artist, and then you party with that artist. You feel me?
Oh, okay. The VIP experience.
Exactly.
How much is that going to run me now?
Hey, listen. You're the morning detour. The price is going to be a detour, too.
Listen, I don't know if I can get Portia to come out. I don't want no problem with no Haitian people. You know what I mean?
Say less.
I got to roll my Haitian flag and take Portia out. The game is crazy. But when you talk about parties doing events, do you guys want to add an extra twist? I know you're talking about partying with the artists, but besides from that, is there an extra twist? Because everybody thinks they're promoting. Everybody thinks they want to do parties. Mm-hmm. But it's a level of excellence that, we need to bring to the game.
Yeah.
So what kind of caveat or flair piece you would like to bring to the game in terms of making a party?
I can give you an example. For April 2nd, we're offering party bus and limo service.
We should let off with that. I need to know more.
All right. Well, actually, the name of the party on April 2nd is We Outside Sorton Trip Part 2.
Okay.
All right. So it's, you got to come out with your flyers trip.
Yeah.
With your flyer swag. I don't know if we can say swag anymore in 2022, but
listen,
hey,
you can say anything you want, man.
There you go.
the part is drip, drip.
Yeah, it's drip, drip. Exactly. So we wanted to offer the limousine and the party bus service because we felt like we want people to be able to drink, have fun, and not to worry about how I'm getting home.
Yeah.
So that's an experience that I want to, offer to people. We always want to do, things a bit different.
Yeah.
Whenever you come to our parties, our VIP section are different. By the way, Maddie's, I've been working with Maddie a lot.
Okay, that's
so Maddie knows what we do when we do our VIP. Shout out Maddie. Maddie's my go-to guy.
DJ Maddie got all the event equipment you need. You need the stage, you need the sound, you need the speakers, you need tablecloths, you need drapings. What don't you have? What's that store called? Michaels? You like the black Michaels.
Yeah,
you like Michaels and IKEA all rolled up into one.
Yeah, plus Maddie do the work too.
Yeah, the Maddie does the work. You need to charge more. Because you can't rent out your equipment and set up for the same fee. You got to charge more. Right. You got to charge more. So BK Management, you guys are in the building. I heard that you guys are doing the after party for the Funny by Nature Big Will Comedy Show next Saturday. Mm-hmm. A huge lineup of headliners.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sam got you. I got different games I want to play with you guys
go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. You know what I'm going to play with you guys? One Must Go.
One Must Go.
Let's do One Must Go.
Let's do it.
Okay, cheese dishes. I don't know. Haitian. Are you guys Haitian?
Yeah, we Haitian.
Okay. We don't feel our force in the building. I don't know. Jury Creole. Okay, everything. We in the building. Okay, boom. One Must Go. Cheese dishes. Mac and cheese, cheesecake, or poutine?
Cheesecake.
The banana de guette.
No, it's not cheesecake, man.
I'm taking out cheesecake.
Poutine?
Yeah.
Exotic animal.
Poutine.
Nah,
yeah, I mess with mac and cheese and cheesecake. So
nah,
like
I live and die on poutine. Nah, cheesecake can go, bro. Mac and cheese and poutine can stay. Exotic animals. Lion, tiger, elephant. One must go. Lion, tiger, elephant.
Lion.
Tiger could go.
Tiger.
Tiger?
Tiger could go.
Lion.
Lion?
I used to mess with Mobley a lot, so I like the tiger and stuff.
So what? Everybody's down with elephants then?
Yeah, because, you know, elephants, you know, they're strong, they're big, they don't bother nobody, you know? They don't even eat meat.
They have, like, the most amazing memory. Like, they can remember things from, like, a person from, like, 100 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me hit you guys with this one. Mythical creatures. Dragons, unicorns, and zombies. One must go.
Zombies.
Dragons, unicorns, and zombies.
Yeah. I'm Haitian, so zombies gotta go. Zombie gotta go, though.
Yeah, the thing is, zombie gotta go. Destinations, New York City, Cancun, or Cape Town?
I don't even know what Cape Town is, so I
can go.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, guys. Cape Town, go. Sorry.
New York City, Cancun, or Cape Town? Like, for me, Cancun could go. I'm good on Mexico.
Yeah, Cancun could go.
Okay. Okay, well, this one's going to get a little mixy because y'all Haitian. Pop stars. Beyonce, Rihanna, or Jennifer Lopez? One has to go.
Jennifer Lopez
could go. Yo, easy. You guys are mad quick on the J-Lo.
Yo, easy,
Jenny from
bro.
The block?
Jenny
from the block.
My nigga been from the block.
If Jennifer Lopez wasn't bad, she doesn't, like, I don't want to say she doesn't have talent because she does, but she's not a great singer. She's not a great actress. It's just because
she
gave
you Made
Lopez.
In Manhattan. That was a great movie.
You better cut it out.
Listen, she ain't on Queen B. She ain't on Queen Riri. Like,
no,
you know,
I mean,
you can't really compare. Like, you know, I love Jennifer Lopez, but, you know.
Okay. I got shows. Power, Empire, or The Game?
You mean The Game on BET?
Yeah.
Empire.
Like football?
Yeah.
That used to be my show, though. That used to be my show.
Empire got really corny at one point.
Yeah, Empire personality.
Really corny.
Come on, man. You know, Empire could go.
Okay, let me give you guys one about life. Enough sleep, a social life, or career progress? What you want to do? What must go? Sleep, social life, or career?
Social.
It's a mixture of social and sleep.
Okay. Listen, man. Shout out to Erica, man. You know what I mean? Erica's worth every dollar. I'm telling you that right now. Okay. Man. Entertainer, singer, artist. I'm going to give you guys a tough one. Prince or Michael? BK Management in the building.
Michael has to go.
Whoa.
Michael Jackson
or Prince?
I pick Prince.
Gotta go. Prince
because
gotta go.
You know, no, because Prince was he was woke, like he was for the people. It's not just the entertainment wise. It's like as a human.
Yeah, but Michael
he wanted better
people
for
too.
People.
What is BK Management picking here? Because me, low key, I'm kind of leaning to Prince though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Prince could go. Like rest in peace, Prince. But you know, for me, it's Michael.
No. I want to keep Prince. I want Michael must go. But I heard Michael off air. Listen to Drink Chance again. I heard Michael off air. He talks like us. He's a hood nigga. Mm-hmm. Really? Like that little small voice. That was just for TV. Okay, last one. Basketball. You want to ruffle everybody's feathers. You know where I'm going with this.
Michael Jordan personality.
Yeah.
LeBron. LeBron.
Yeah. You
know. LeBron.
You already know where I'm going with this. Basketball.
I don't know about basketball. So
Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Yo, the GOAT James, bro. The GOAT James.
We don't have enough time today, but y'all gonna have to come back.
All right.
You got where are you guys on this LeBron debate? How's LeBron to go? Because he has more numbers, he played longer season. That's cool. You guys know the argument I'm always gonna go to. Six championships, 6 years. No, but see, I don't understand how winning six championships like that will make you roll your eyes. LeBron's great. The thing with LeBron, we never talk about the eye test. Me, I still have Kobe above LeBron because I knew when it came down to it, Kobe had the killer in him.
Okay.
But what LeBron's doing this season, once you come, like, oh shit, that's okay.
Well, it's because people tend to forget that LeBron is a pass first guy. Mm-hmm. LeBron is more of a Magic Johnson than a Jordan, right? Or even a Kobe. Yeah. Those guys are like, you know, they'll just attack the rim, they'll attack you.
Don't care about none of the teammates.
LeBron is just going to manage everybody on the floor. Yeah. That's different. But to me, as far as, you know, a all around player, LeBron is just a little bit.
Yo, what a show. We had like 22 guests this morning. BK Management in the building. Let people know how they can follow you, what kind of services you offer so people can book you guys.
Yes, sir.
If people have an idea for a party, you can say BK Management, come through, and you guys will add your spin to it, right?
Yes, sir. Exactly. So anybody that just wants to throw a party, by the way, I heard you wanted to host a compa or a bal.
Yeah.
It didn't fall into deaf ears.
I call it compa excellence.
Compa excellence.
I want to get Pinky. Was it DJ Sir D? And who's the two DJs I want to do? Yo, I want to put DJ Sir D versus DJ Manny and whatever other Haitian DJ you guys have. But DJ Sir D, to me, is a, this is what I want to do.
He's an OG in the game.
This is what I want to do. I want to do a party. I want someone to do a party. DJ Sir D, DJ XL, and DJ Maddie.
Okay.
That's what I want. I want to call it Compa Excellence. Okay. Let's get Lenska to get up there on stage with the live band behind.
Yeah.
With the good hair. Let's get the good lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do this party. I want to put a suit on. The last Haitian party me and Pinky went to, I wore the suit. I wore the suit.
Yeah,
I had the velour blazer.
We like Africans. We like to dress to impress. Listen, like,
man.
You know.
Y'all got to come back. Y'all good people, man. BK thank Management, you, man. No more in detail,
you
man.
You can follow us on Instagram. BK Management, Facebook, BK Management. You know, we do parties. We do events.
All right, boom. Keep it locked, man. Coming up next, man, Big Will's going to announce the location of the Funny by Nature, some of the headlines, all that. We'll play some music. DJ Manny in the building. It's 10:19. We're coming up on it a little bit here. But man, we could have gone till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, boy. What a great show, man. No more in detail. Keep it locked.
Ronnie. tuna and a lobster. They wanna do me, I'ma maneuver like a monster. Whoa. I put my jewelry on his feet. 100 thousand, used to do that every week. Never sleep, it's funny, I would never speak. You see a foreign in my city, that was me. 4 a.m., I'm on the north side of Philly. Riding around like these haters don't wanna kill me. It's a shame how they hate on me. You gotta feel me. I started out with a dollar and got a million. Like, do it for the ground, do it for the ground. She don't want to bust it, I say, do it for them bands, yo. I say, do it for them bands, with that bro. You should do it for your man. Lately, I've been on the low with a hoe that you probably know. Took it to the crib and met mama right at the door. Mama started smiling like, mama, I gotta go. I done took so many trophies to mama. My mama ain't know that's something real new. I get that money, pay them bills new. My mama told me you a real new. And I be hanging with them real killers. Now what a feeling when you're looking at the latest whipping, knowing you can cop it. Or looking at the baddest bitch, knowing you can pop it. The youngest in my city doing it. I got it on the oven. I was bending minute. Money is the topic. Love. The money turned me to a monster. The money turned my noodles into pasta. The money turned my tuna into lobster. They wanna do me, I'ma do it like a monster.
Ready. Linda, ready, Lowe's, Lowe's, bending, 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 bending. I don't think they ready, and I know she know me. I push foreigns like they Chevy. She with my op, she do that to be petty. I still get the top in the club, I'm too daddy. This my clear, I got on heavy, 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 heavy. Cullin in that Rolls Royce truck, heavy, heavy, heavy. Ain't nobody fly, it's us, heavy, heavy. Heavy, I know I got it tucked.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call. 514-907-9424. And give what you can.
Le son de cette sonnette vous semble probablement bien banal. À moins que l'on vous dise que c'est Gilles, 75 ans, qui distribue des repas à des personnes dans le besoin de son quartier. Et que pour bien des gens, c'est le son le plus réconfortant qu'ils entendront aujourd'hui. Le Québec est riche de ses aînés. Reconnaissons leur contribution.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit theatrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Baby cakes, you just don't know now.
Make sure I'm the best you had. Don't even start under that stuff that you used to. Because I put you in this lifestyle I wasn't used to. It don't even act like you don't even care. And if it's stuck, it's right there in the air. And one for you and she get the same pair. And no, no cry, cause you do you no tears.
Yeah. DJ Maddie. Living off experience, Montreal, my city, 1031. You are now locked into the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant, they know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I'm with the cake queen, smashing sweet MTL. Portia's in the building. What's going on, Portia?
Hey, this has been so fun. I'm having so much fun.
You still with us?
I'm with us. I'm drinking my Triathing.
Yeah, oh, you're drinking Triathing.
Shout out to my boy Lala. What up?
You're the first guest co-host to do the four-hour show with us. You know what I mean? So that's pretty dope. Okay, Big Will.
Yes, sir.
Next Saturday, Funny by Nature.
Yes, sir.
Give us all the details now.
Yes, sir. So
the headliners.
Basically, we'll go straight to the headliners. Right now, we have superstar comedian Keith Pedro that we're flying into town. Actually, they're going to be there the day before the show. So they're going to be here from Friday. We also have Big Norm. A lot of people, if you don't remember, Big Norm is one of the only Canadians who's been on Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Network. So right now you're getting the creme de la creme. Mm-hmm. And we're also getting a lot of the local comedians. And when I mean local, I don't want it to sound like crazy, but we have big names like Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil's my guy.
Yeah, Uncle Phil, crazy. We have big names that you've seen on TV and all over the place. We have Goofy, well done. We have Asim. Last time we had Asim in town, actually, he had a standing ovation. We have Victoria Blair. We have Erika Suarez. Hey. She's the hottest female in comedy right now, in my opinion. Mm. We have Kimberly coming through. We have tons. Marlon Palmer. Keith Pedro that we're bringing in from Vancouver. We have, like, a ton of comedians. So just so you understand, Keith Pedro right now, we're talking about Juno Award winner, Keith Pedro.
That's how you moving, Big Will?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. That's
how
you moving?
I'm flexing.
That's how you feeling?
I'm flexing.
That's how you feeling?
No, for sure. I'm flexing. So it's gonna be a crazy, crazy,
The iPad couldn't go the full 4 hours. We locked off at 3.5. But it's okay. We still stream. Well, not streaming no more, but we still online, man. That's what's up.
It's gonna be a crazy show. We have Chef Simon and Jessica from Food by Us coming as a catering company on site. So you're getting, put it that way, the way we tell people is you bring your own liquor, come and have a great time. It's going to be an amazing show.
It's
going
to be wild. Bring your own liquor.
It's going to be a crazy, crazy show. It's going to be dope. Like I said, we have one of the biggest names of comedy. Last time we brought Big Norm.
Yeah, I was there.
The man had a standing ovation.
Yeah.
So we're talking about big names of comedy coming through the city. So you're not paying the crazy like $100 prices and this and that, whatnot. Basically, what you're paying is $35. That's it. $35, and you get to bring your own liquor. So imagine a date night that's costing you $35.
Plus your triathing.
Make sure you get your drinks. Make sure you come through. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing show.
Okay. Let me introduce this brother right here. I seen him at the Juice Comedy. I've been backstage with him and Major Hype and Trix.
Yes,
let me flex a little bit. We have videos on YouTube together. He's one of the dopest comedians in the country. He's a chef. He's a comedian. He's a connoisseur. He's a graphic designer. He's an event planner. He's a producer. He's a singer.
Yep.
One of his taglines is, "I didn't come this far to only come this far."
That's what it is.
I want to bring on to the show Big Norm. What's going on, King?
Hey, what it do, gentlemen? What it do?
Big Norm, I got so much questions for you this morning. But first and foremost, what can we expect from you next Saturday at Funny by Nature? You are the headlining comedian. You've been all over the world. You are the truth. You are the hope of Filipinos everywhere in the world. What can we expect from you next Saturday?
Oh, guys, come on, man. Every time I come to Montreal, you know it's a crazy time, man. You guys always treat me well, so I got to treat you guys just as good. So, you know, it's beautiful reciprocity whenever I come into Montreal, man.
Definitely.
So it's and just remember, this vax mandate stuff is done. We're outside, guys. Turn up. It's ready. We're about to do some ridiculous things. We're gonna tell a lot of jokes. I'm bringing a lot of people in town. It's gonna be fun, man.
You always bring out the great Filipino community when you come out. They always come support you. Shout out to the Petite Vibe.
For sure.
That's my spot. That's my.
But just to let you know,
the Petite Vibe is our vibe still.
For sure. But just to let you know,
you know, Chops and Chef Ryan are doing their thing. Mm-hmm. So And as a Filipino, I always got to represent and hold down the fort and check out the homies out there in Montreal, the Goon Tribe and those guys.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
man. Definitely. You know, Filipinos just represent.
Just to let you know, Vibe, actually, Chops and Big Norm are actually going to be in the city from Friday. They have a show called Uptown Comics.
Okay.
Comedy. So they're going to be in town from the day before. So people, if you cannot make it to the Saturday show, please check out the Friday show. It's a whole weekend of comedy. So basically, imagine Just for Laughs weekend on steroids.
But
for colored people.
I'm just about to say that. Big Will is like the Tyler Perry of comedy. Big Will is definitely the Tyler Perry of comedy. Okay, Big Norm, before I get into some of the good accomplishments you have, there's some interesting stuff in your bio, right? You had an uncle that's a professor at Harvard University, and he helped people come from the Philippines to Canada. Your uncle is a professor at Harvard? How did that happen?
Yo, how did you know? What kind of knowledge?
Hey, listen. This is a real morning show, okay? This is the premier morning show in the country, okay? Your uncle's a professor at Harvard. That's a big deal.
Yo, rest in peace, Uncle Ian. I had an uncle in the Philippines. He became a doctor and then a professor and then came down to New York. Was teaching in Harvard, then brought down the whole family one by one, sister and one brother at a time. And then that's how we ended up in Canada. I'm like, wait, you went to New York? Why did we end up in New York? Why am I in cold ass Canada? But you know what? It was all love. I'm glad that I grew up here in Canada, but that's how it all began. I had and shout outs to my uncle. He was in the closet for the longest time. And before he, I guess in his later years, he finally came out the closet, and we were happy to see that, you know, he could finally live the life that he always wanted to live. So shout outs to Uncle Ian and his little gay ass. I love you. I love you, man.
Okay.
With his fake hair. He had a toupee.
He's a real professor. So Big Noy, let me ask you this. I heard that when you were young, you wanted to be a doctor, but you also wanted to be a G.I. Joe. Then you saw the Mickey Mouse Club, and then you want to become a Mickey Mouse Club member like JT and others.
Yes, yes.
And you also want to become a singer at some point. I have seen you try to sing on stage. It's pretty hilarious. You do have a small guy complex, but it's funny because you fly as shit, so it doesn't even matter. But how do you go from being wanting to become a doctor or a G.I. Joe to now becoming a world-renowned comedian?
Well, I wanted to be a doctor only because Asian parents want you to be a doctor. And then I wanted to be a G.I. Joe because I thought being soldiers was cool, but obviously it's not. Actually, no, you know, shout out to soldiers. I'm not discrediting any of the soldiers, anybody out there.
Your mom wanted you to be a pastor. Life on the line.
Mom's wanted me to be a pastor, so I tried to do that. That didn't work. But I'm still on stage to speak in front of people, so it's still in alignment. You know what I mean? I ended up in comedy just on a whim. I was always like the funny as the little dude around a bunch of goons growing up in community housing in the hood. I had to survive by being funny. I couldn't hang around certain people unless I had a reason to be around, and luckily being the funny guy with really, really good weed was my calling card. So next thing you know, I find myself in the comedy clubs through a dude named Ron Jossel, who threw me on stage out of nowhere, and the rest was history. This is my 10th year in comedy.
Yeah.
You know, the one place I've performed most outside of Toronto is Montreal.
Yeah.
So I have an affinity and love for that city. So I'm really excited, man. I'm always excited.
No, man, we love to have you here, man. I've been to a lot of your shows in Toronto and in Montreal. I love how natural you are on stage. I love how easy it feels. I don't feel like you're trying to put on for the crowd. I feel like we're just having a dope conversation, and you're just speaking on your experiences. Now, Portia has some questions for you, but before we get to the questions, I want to talk about this cooking here. How did you become Marshall Montano's chef?
Marshall Montano, whoa.
you're a Filipino superstar cooking for Marshall Montano. Like, how does that work?
Well, to tell you the truth, man, like, my boy, one of my best friends, was fortunate enough to land the gig as Marshall Montano's manager. And because I lived with my best friend for years, he was a vegan. I had cooked for him many years.
Right.
And he's just like, hey, yo, I'm going on the road with Marshall. Trinidad Carnival is super hectic. It's hard for us to find nourishing meals on the road while we're touring. And he's like, can you just feed me while I'm out there? So when I only went initially for my homie to cook for him. And one day when I was cooking at Marshall Montano's crib, he's like, why is you cooking for him? Why are you cooking for my manager, not cooking for me, man? Why is that boss? How are you going to hog the chef, Jay? Or why did you cook me up a food, man? Like, what's this healthy and thing, man? I want to be the happiest man alive. I was like, yeah, okay. I got you, Marshall. So then I cooked him a meal. And he's like, yo, chef, you're gone, Steph. You're giving me all the provisions that a man needs.
Yeah, West Indians love their provisions. Like, it's just vegetables, fam. Like,
yeah,
all these big words for vegetables. I don't know what's going on.
But what was great was, like, through it all, like, going there, I didn't know anything. I knew about Trini food, but I didn't cook Trini food. Mm. I just knew how to cook. I'm a trained chef, so I was like, whatever you need, I can learn, and I'll just cook it on the spot. But then there's no way I'm going to Trinidad to cook Trinidadian food. Don't get that from me. Get it from the grandmas and the OGs
from the source,
that have been cooking. I'm here to just make you healthy and help you lose weight and keep you fit for carnival. So, I was lucky enough to be able to do that for him. But it was hectic, man. It was hectic.
Big norm.
Trying to feed a dude that's trying to live a carb-free diet in Trinidad where they eat fried dough for breakfast. Like, it was hard.
Yo, Bakes is life. Okay, before I let you go, Montreal My City, Big Norm is one of the headliners for the Funny by Nature. For the Funny by Nature Big Wheel Comedy Show happening next Saturday. It's BYOB. Big Norm, Portia from Smashing Sweet MTL. Anyways, I'm going to link you guys up when you come up. She makes these crazy cakes. You can smash it. It looks crazy. She has Barbie with bottles on it. It's nuts. We're going to play a game with you right now. Portia, I'll pass it on to you.
All
right.
So it's called Comedy Games, okay? So I'm going to ask you to pick between the two, and you're going to pick for me, okay?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit? Or
I'm gonna ask you between the two, and you pick, all right?
Okay.
So Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle? I picked Dave Chappelle too. I like you. All right. Kevin Hart or Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Mike Epps or Cat Williams?
Cat Williams.
Okay. And lastly, Paul Mooney or Richard Pryor?
Say that again.
Paul Mooney, Richard Pryor.
Richard.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Classic.
Wait. I got one for you guys. You guys ready?
Watch
you guys ready? Here we go. Black Michael Jackson, white Michael Jackson, or young Michael Jackson?
I want young Mike. Give me young Mike every day.
All right.
But I like Mike with the white noise. Yeah.
Hold on. Steve Urkel or Stefan Urkel?
Stefan Urkel. Fine.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, since we're all here, scroll down, Portia. Scroll down a little bit.
All right.
Okay. We'll go a little deep. Okay, we'll do the other. Okay, so now we're going to do famous comedic movies, right? So we'll do verses, right? So you pick which one you prefer. So go, Portia.
All right, so Friday versus House Party.
Which one?
Friday or House Party?
I'm a weed smoker, man. Friday.
Okay, Harlem Nights or White Man Can't Jump? I know what you're picking, Big Will.
Harlem Nights or White Man Can't Jump? Which one you want, Big Norm?
White Man Can't Jump.
Really? With Red Fox?
I love basketball all day, every day.
Okay.
All right, Bad Boys or Blue Streak?
Bad
Boys.
Bad Boys or what?
Blue Streak. Martin Lawrence.
Well, they're both with Martin Lawrence.
Oh, true.
Blue Streak.
You got to go with the Bad Boys, man. Bad Boys, you got Will in there, too. So it's a two for one.
Okay, next one. I'm going to go to Life versus Barbershop.
What versus Barbershop?
Life.
Like Casey and JoJo, live, live.
No.
You never seen the movie where they're locked up?
No, that's the song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Nobody gave me life.
Big Norm, you're going to make me cry on air, boy. I got a tear coming down. Are you going with Ching-a-ling or are you going with the barbershop? What are we going with here? Do you have my cornbread, Big Norm? Do you want my cornbread?
I love barbershop, bro.
Okay. Now I'm gonna go live on that one.
Yeah, Soul Plane or White Chicks?
Sorry, once again?
Soul Plane or White Chicks?
Ooh, neither.
Okay, Diary of a Mad Black Woman or Big Mama's House?
Are those Tyler Perry movies?
I think so.
The first one is.
Oh, Big Mama's House is with Martin Lawrence also,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen neither, so neither.
Okay, go to the next
Okay,
one.
Think Like a Man or About Last Night?
Think Like a Man because I've seen it.
Okay. Boomerang or Coming to America?
Bars.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Man. I know it's the morning detour. Big moments on the set.
I'm going to say Coming to America because it's the classic, but you cannot discredit the Boomerang soundtrack.
True.
Okay?
True.
Although we've gone.
Hold on.
To the end.
Big Norm, I got to ask you this. One thing about Boomerang that I was thinking about, when Eddie Murphy pulled up the girl's sheets and he saw her toes, right? Right? Like for me, like, me, I can't unknow things, Big Norm. You know, when I saw the toe thing, it traumatized me. So through my life now, I'm looking for toes too in bed. I'm doing the Eddie Murphy thing. I'm sharing with you. You know, Montreal, you know, we family. We've been doing this a while. The toe.
Amen.
Are you a toes guy? Big Norm, because you never talk about you and relationships on your set. Are you a toes guy? What are you looking for?
Well, just know this: I like hands, and I like and toes are just the fingers of the feet.
Okay. Give him the All last right. two.
Rush Hour or Cool Runnings?
Rush Hour or Cool Runnings?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the morning
feel
show.
The rhythm, feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhythm.
Because that was the most bootleg Jamaican act of your life.
Okay, and the last one, the best man or the wood?
Bars. The best man or the wood? This is a tough one.
Help me be the best man I can be.
He has a song for everything.
Big Norm will be headlining Funny by Nature next Saturday, Big Will Comedy. Big Norm, I appreciate you, man. I love talking to you all the time, man. You're a great
Yo,
dude.
And if y'all can't make it, make sure to come to my show, too. It's my first show that I'm producing in Montreal, Uptown Comedy. I'm bringing a bunch of comics, and if you don't see them on Friday, don't worry. I'm bringing them over to Will's show on Saturday, too. Okay?
So understand
so there's
it's a whole
lot of you in Montreal.
Comedy.
Let's sell out both shows. Mm-hmm. It's stupid. Let's support comedy and POC comedy at that, too.
Definitely.
Montreal. It's going to happen this next weekend. It's going down.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Big Norm. Montreal, my city. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs, but my only drug is hip hop. You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on Mind CKT 94.3 FM.
Can't kill we. When we did that hustle, see the money where you're there. And no money make we bad. Me make you leave your shoulder glad. See me with me things and them are mad. Where the fuck you no go hustle, see your bag. Them boy they shake it like a flag. Them not even them where we have.
Yeah, them know them can't win, but them still a fight. We ask them get the food, them chop asleep like them have niggeritis. We work hard, the money flowing like a riverside. Me send Thomas one fix the road, them bad, so me go link some China. Uptown, the thing tougher than a lignum vital. Man, if them this the king, I'm more than 40 rifle rising. Me have dogs at GP and some in high rising. Them a forget what them need, them can't get no styling.
The style me use, I confuse them, is like a Chinese writing. I got telescope, I find him swell up like a cobra bite him. Me stove, I like the fire blaze like stone, they got up rising. More house, I build the tiling, Chris the maze.
Never say never, I know that you can. Look at what we've been through, but this is what makes a true champ. So come let me go fly, make me fly, we can cruise, yeah. We can touch the sky, we can touch the sky, we can do that.
Yeah. One time. When I'm a real bad girl, them pop up and link me.
Bunch on my city. It's the best morning show in the country. Gardens of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie. Moon One. You know how we do things. We got 10 minutes left, man. We could have gone until 2 o'clock. Louise, holler at me. Let me know if I can stretch it out. Let me know if I can pass it out. Next Saturday, Funny by Nature. Big Will Comedy. BYOB. Things is moving. All right, Maddie, talk to me.
She don't sleep on the way.
Okay, Montreal, I'm going to open up the lines. As intended, all natural. We're going to give away some. What do you want to give away, Queen?
I want to give away a face cream.
Okay, let me plug back in the phone. We're giving away a face cream. Call us up, 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. We got about 8 minutes left. So call us up if you're trying to win some as intended, all natural.
If you can answer this question, what was the first product that I ever created?
Oh, man, I don't even know the answer to that.
Because I mentioned it on the show when it started. So if you can answer that question, what was the first item that I made, you can get a free face cream from As Intended All Natural.
She sent it to school with her kids.
So we're giving away some As Intended All Natural face cream. Call us up, 514-448-4013. Hey, DJ Maddie, let's go. They don't want to play with Big Will. His head's too shiny. Skinny Big Will. Big Will. It don't matter. It's still the same comedy. It's still the same energy. It's the morning deets off. The best morning show in the country. You know how we do things. DJ, let's go.
They don't give up about us. And we don't give up about money, go get it out there. Brand new.
Call us up. 5-1. Oh, hold on, Maddie. Hold on. Hello, good morning.
Hi, I'm here to answer the question.
Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound very serious this morning. What's going on, Queen?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. I'm in a very, very good place right now. And I'm watching you guys, and I'm listening to you guys. Hi, little Maddie.
She held you up, little Maddie.
Yeah, I know the answer. That's why.
Okay, so what was the first product? That was your question, as intended?
Yeah, the first product that she created was the lip balm.
Okay, well, she nodded. She said, okay, you got it. You got to stay on the line, and we'll get you information. And anyways, send me a DM at Detour514, and I'll get you... the face cream, right? Okay, cool. Okay?
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Okay, Maddie, let's go back. You got some Legato or what? What happened? We got 6 minutes. You want to get mixy? You want to get mixy? Listen, we done caused so much fines this morning. Let's get mixy, man. Play some Cartel. Play some Legato. Let's get into it. Hey, next Saturday. Funny by Nature, brought to you by Big Will Comedy. Everything is everything. BYOB. Headliner Big Norm. You know how we're doing things.
Say son, them a tell we say no better. No they but I like that. Blessing a forever. Mummy say sonny, no better with the cover. Me never listen, but it never matter. From you is a ghetto, you them a few as a shatter. My badness and my mother prayer make me die. We not going under. I'll get on you, get your money longer. Ready, break, but it now works. Straight from the narrow, now make no wrong turn. Teddy, cheddar, money make up any weather. Perry, treasure, dig it up with the leather.
Let me tell you something, man. If HLR don't send me my leather coat, bro, it's gonna be a problem. Y'all ain't gonna hear no more sales tunes on the show. DJ Maddie, bring me back.
Hey.
Someone wanna talk to you, you know. I wanna talk to you nice and smooth, you know. I wanna catch you at the Big Wheel Comedy at the bar, you know. Hey.
Fight with him, make him fight for you like Tyson. Too nice to him.
Hello, good morning. We're not giving away anything right now. What's going on?
No, I just called. I won the face thing, but I kind of tuned tuned you out. I forgot what you said.
don't tune the host out. Send me a DM at Detour514 and I'll get you the face cream.
Detour. Oh yeah, no, I don't do social media.
Okay. Okay, you have to call me back in like 5 minutes and I'll give you my number. And you'll be able to do it. So call me back.
Okay, right, no problem. Okay. I can just come and pick it up. I'm like 5 minutes away.
Okay, so come too. Come too. Yeah. We are definitely here. All right. Easy. Come, Maddie. Hey, I see some of you guys at work trying to push up on your coworker. You have it just easy, you know. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Louise, I need to go 4 hours every Friday. I need to go every Friday, every 4 hours. Let's go, DJ Maddie.
I ain't trying to do too much. Baby, let me give you just enough. You're safe with me now. Come to my safe house and let me put the pressure on you. Let me put that body on tuck. Give you good sex, that loving. You desire, I could take you higher. From the game, make me retire. You should be my final. Walk you down an aisle. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. Don't talk about it. I risk it all about ya. I'm standing tall behind ya. If you fall, I got ya. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. I'ma walk about it. I risk it all about ya. If you're lost, I find ya. Rip them panties off ya.
All my life, we ever have my guns, so me have to move sharp like my knife. All my life.
Listen, no violence thing. Next Saturday, Montreal, my city. Funny by Nature, Big World Comedy, the premier promoter in the city. BYOB comedy show, never done before. Headliner, Big Norm. Let me go.
All my life, from day one. I run to a charge, I cross, I'm in a great band. Life is a game, so me set a game plan. Family is a strategy to get the game run. Them say no man is an island unless a caiman. And everybody now go love you less than him, Rayman. So it's a different frequency, me set me brain on. Instead of wishing on a star, I became one.
Adjust them face, them a been up. Adjust them face, them a been up. Man, I par with some dogs where them can't even friend up. Adjust them face.
Yes. Big up BK Management. Big up BK Management. You want your thing sorted out properly. Bring up BK Management. Make sure you follow them on social media. BK Management. You know how we do things.
Destined to be. None of them can stop this. Girls are fresh. Lady, no girl can. Destined to be. None of them can stop this. Girls are fresh. Destined to be. None of them can stop this. Girls are fresh. Lady, no girl can stop this. Spin me a spin like me a go. Back this me have the safe haven house for relaxing. Fight fi go in, just call that waxing. You no believe me? Just ask him. Yes, he beat it like Michael Jackson. Come tell them why you love me, baby. Let me have to come over.
Yes. Montreal Massey, thank you for tuning in with us for the last 4 hours. I appreciate you guys. Don't go crazy with your extra $500 from Revenue Quebec. Be careful. We're spending a lot of our tax money on the roads. And if you do anything in life, Big Will Comedy, Funny by Nature, next Saturday, get your tickets. Follow him on IG, Big Will 514. Big Will 514. Make sure. Hey, hold on. Big Will, your head too shiny. We're good.
CKUT's annual funding drive, CKUT Till Infinity, takes place from March 17th to 27th, 2022.
We have brand new merch available for our donors, including shirts, bags, and hats.
Donations over $30 will also be entered to win from a selection of exciting prizes from our sponsors.
This year's sponsors include
Loofah Farms,
Briar Patch Magazine,
Pop Montreal,
Encore Books and Vinyl,
Drawn and Quarterly,
La Bobineuse,
RIDM,
Mutech,
Centaur Theater,
DNL Cycle,
La Maison des Bières,
Cinéma du Parc, Bobien and Dumuse,
Death of Vinyl,
La Rama Records,
Constellation Records,
Celluloid Lunch Records,
and Pizza Bouquet.
CKUT would like to thank our community sponsors whose generous support helps put the fun in Funding Drive.
For more details on prizes and to donate, go to ckut.ca/donate.
Thank you.